All right, let's talk sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm okay. Have you been feasting on the games over the weekend? I'm sure you have.
Yeah. I'm going to need a week off after it to just catch up, I reckon.
Yeah, what a week we had. We'll start off with how good our swim team. So it's been, I heard someone mention the other days, well, several people mention who know what they're talking about, ex-swimmers and whatever, as our greatest swim team ever, ever.
Everything seemed to go pretty right, didn't it? You didn't see too many things not come off that were supposed to. And, Ariane Titmus has been a wonderful story for us here out of Tasmania, obviously. But Emma McKeon, what a performance from her to walk away with so many medals, a couple of individuals, a couple of relays, some bronze. She did it all. And I think is our most successful swimmer of all time now as far as medals go. So an extraordinary effort from her, extraordinary effort from the whole team, really. But Ariane, as the dust will settle on this in a week or two, and she'll get home now and do some quarantine and reflect on what she's achieved. And it's just been unbelievable to watch, Darren.
Yeah. Tell you what was great to watch was the hockey ruse in that penalty shootout thing.
Kookaburras?
Sorry, I keep getting our men's and women's teams confused. Sorry, anyway, that was pretty good stuff.
It was exciting, wasn't it? It was a bit of a seesawing old affair the whole game, and then to see it go out in a dramatic way like that, and to see the pain on the Netherlands goalkeeper's face, and just on his haunches and his head on the pitch at the end of it, the agony and the ecstasy of a penalty shootout is one of the more dramatic things in sport. So, yeah, it was tough to watch from their point of view, but fantastic from a Kookaburras perspective.
Yeah, and the Matildas, they're on the field tonight in semi-final against Sweden.
Yeah, they are. What a game that was on Friday night, wasn't it? To get through to the semi-final was extraordinary. And the issue here is that I've read that Sam Kerr could be in doubt for this game tonight. They're sweating on the fitness of her due to soreness and fatigue. So if we happen to lose her out of this game, that's just an enormous loss. But they've played, I think, four games in the space of 9 days. And to have that one go as deep as it did on Friday night makes it pretty tough. And I think a few of the girls are actually in doubt because of that reason. They're just a little bit fatigued. And, the heat over there is really warm at the moment, of course. So, yeah, hopefully they all get up tonight because we need every one of them out there to defeat this informed Sweden team.
Indeed. All right, well, let's go to some Tasmanians in action. So Georgia Baker's on her bike in the pursuit late this afternoon, I think.
Yeah, so they've had to wait. Georgia Baker, she'll be Swain also racing in the heat of the 1500 today too, I think. So they've been forced to wait till the second week of the games to get in action. So can't wait to see how they go. Obviously, Stuart McSwain's a huge chance for us to get a medal in the 1500, which is going to be really exciting. I think that final's until Saturday, though, off the top of my head from memory, so we've got a bit of a while to wait for that to roll around. But, Georgia Baker, it'll be great to see her in action, of course. So Rowan Browning was another big story over the weekend.
Yeah.
In the 100 metres, they getting to that semi-final, and a lot of people sort of didn't know who Rowan Browning was before Saturday night, but obviously here in Tasmania we've heard a bit about him before, given his I won't say rivalry with Jack Hull, but they've certainly followed the same path over the years and have raced against each other and been in relay teams together. So certainly a name not new to us, but he just missed out in that final last night, unfortunately, but it was great to see him in action.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the footy. So we had two games on the weekend. So let's start with the Cats. Now, they're equal top of the ladder now after beating the Kangaroos.
Yeah, they are. And didn't have it all their own way. They only won by 20 points in a real low-scoring affair at Blunston Arena. Only 104 points scored for the whole game there. 62-42 was the final margin. So they did what they had to do, the Cats. It was always going to be a danger game coming to Hobart, where they hadn't played a lot before in North Melbourne, probably a 3 or 4 goal better team. So, yeah, they escaped with the win. And as you say, they're going beautifully, equal top of the table.
And the game at Utah's yesterday, Lions, they got off to a slow start and just couldn't get enough. I think they kicked 10 goals in the last quarter, but Hawthorn were too far ahead.
Yeah, they've done this a few times now. I did it against the Gold Coast last week, the week before, when they were behind by heaps and got back in front for a comfortable win, and they looked like they left they came home, as you say, pretty hard yesterday, but they left their run too late going down by those two goals. But full credit to Hawthorn after a big few days in the media with what's gone on with Clarkson and Mitchell, for them to respond what they did against a quality team that could finish in the top four and probably will finish in the top four is a wonderful result for Hawthorn. A few positive signs there for Sam Mitchell to work with next year.
Right, let's go to the TSL. What's happening there?
Yeah, no huge surprises over the weekend as I forecast on Friday. We saw Lonnie clean up North Hobart really comfortably by over 100 points, 120-odd points, in fact. Also, North Lonnie had a big win. I thought this one might have been a little bit closer than what it was. They smacked Lauderdale 125-41 and the other game, so a few hidings this round. The Tigers far too good for Glenorchy, 147-57, Darren.
All right. And NBL 1 will be back in Tassie this weekend. The Victorian teams played each other with no crowds on the weekend. But we've got Waverley Falcons scheduled to play the Thunder, the Tornadoes and the Chargers in Tassie this weekend. So we'll talk more about that on Friday. Righto, mate. Thanks for that. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers, mate.